and always on the 7
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Federal judge in Texas put a temporary stop to new Biden administration policy giving undocumented migrant spouses of U.S. citizens a path to citizenship.
The federal judge sided with 16 Republican-led states accusing the administration of bypassing Congress for blatant political purposes. The 14-day delay comes 1 week after the Department of Homeland Security began accepting applications. The state attorney general argued in their lawsuit that the policy would encourage illegal immigration. President Biden announced program in June.
ABC's Chuck Stevenson. Striving to achieve less tense relations with China, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has arrived in Beijing for 3 days of meeting with senior Chinese officials, including Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Big drop in gasoline prices. The government's national average price for regular down to $3.31 a gallon after dropping 7 cents in the past week. This is ABC News. A late summer blast of record heat in the nation's midsection.
40 million Americans are under those heat alerts that stretches from Oklahoma all the way to Michigan. Triple-digit heat index values and very little overnight relief. The temperatures in the mid to upper 70s, even early in the morning, will make that persistent heat even more dangerous.
ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin says it's heading east.
Once the cold front moves through the Midwest, they will get relief. But the heat will build across the southeast and mid-Atlantic by Wednesday and Thursday. More record highs will be possible on Thursday from Atlanta all the way up to Washington, D.C.
It was plenty hot in Milwaukee. Corey Zistra got lucky. A morning move in time for her freshman daughter at the University of Wisconsin branch there.
I have to go to work after this, but I think that a stop home to wash off a little bit is going to be in order.
Phil Beer moving his son in the morning.
Yeah, I just was imagining how much more exhausted everybody's going to be later in the day. I feel very fortunate to have it early on.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. When money people talk about retirement plans, they usually start talking about 401k. If you are one of the 57 million Americans who doesn't have a retirement plan from your job, I worked in restaurants for a long time, so I know. Retirement planning can seem mysterious. I know, it really did for me. That's why today I'm talking about Target Date Fund. That's the retirement tool that I use when I do not have a job with a 401k. I chose an investment fund with a target date. For me, it was the year
I'm
going to retire.
Low of 73 degrees, warm and muggy with light southeast winds. Continued hot and humid with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. And a high of 92, a 30% chance of spotty thunderstorms. Spotty showers or thunderstorms Tuesday night and a low of 66. A high of 80 Wednesday. Thursday 80 with a rain chance Thursday night.
This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on
22.
Facebook, X,
I think
and Instagram.
Time. I've been out on the road, lonely at night.
Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More campaign stops here in Wisconsin this week as the two presidential campaigns by Badger State on their side. Former President Donald Trump is coming to the cross on Thursday. He'll be hosting a town hall. And just announced on Monday, Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance is coming to here. Vance in particular has been here a lot.
So I walked right up,
joking last week that he basically lives in Wisconsin now.
I handed that man a beer.
Last visit from the Harris Walls campaign was in Milwaukee on Tuesday. No word yet.
And I said,
visit.
Baby,
and some fast food workers
I think you're
in southern
wanna
Wisconsin
hear this.
Will soon be out of work.
Then I told
KFC is closing more than 2 dozen locations across the Midwest. This specific group of restaurants is owned by a franchisee called FYM. Five you Wisconsin locations have like shut their doors. They're in Beloit, Janesville, Reedsburg, Stoughton, and Watertown. That leaves 81 people without jobs.
Baby,
and that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media.
Clemens in sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis, on match-trained progressions, learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you are, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level. New team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday, and they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know it's little as
that's
we ever
when
have
I realized
them, right? They got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach
Texas Dons, and more of the world. And things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns. As Badgers head coach Luke Fickell reports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Roger Price. Increasing clouds and light winds for the overnight. Could have a little bit of patchy fog at the last lower 70s by sunrise. On Tuesday, excessive heat warning in effect. Highs in the mid-90s, heat index near 105. There's some showers and thunderstorms in the late day.
So if you
currently
ever see a man
degrees.
In a cowboy hat,
crude and die. Join us at the Devil's Free Night. Crudy is excited because he's been credential for the Donald Trump
just
Town
giving this your life.
Coming up on Thursday.
Like
be here for the greatest radio
it's
show ever. Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. You are listening to News from the Center, WRC.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Join the conversation. You can call 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text that number. Get in touch with us through texting or calling, or you can go on the live stream right now, which is you can go to Facebook, Twitter. We still call it Twitter here. Or you can also go to YouTube and find us there and watch the show. You can comment on the live stream. That's really, really fun. And you can also download the free Civic Media app, which allows you to call or text any of our shows by just simply going to your favorite app store of choice, downloading the Civic Media app, and then you can go ahead and call and text. We're very, very happy to be here on a Monday morning. It's beautiful out when you're inside. It is all, good Lord, hot outside, so I'm going to try to stay indoors as much as possible. But I am joined by the executive director, the very wonderful, the always awesome, the award-winning Angela Lang from Black Leaders Organizing Our Communities, or also known as BLOC. She will be our co-host for the entire show. Angela, welcome to Matt and Aaron Air.
Thank you, and it's cool to be on this side of things, too. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. When Jane told me she was going on vacation, she's like, all right, let's go to the guest.
Yeah.
Show guest host in the yeah, so we're all excited to have you on. We've got some things we want to talk about today. We've talked about politics. Just, I mean, I think you were in the chairs, half a minute?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
But as always, we also have Calvin on the boards, the board lord. How are you doing, Calvin?
I'm doing good. You know, he got me a little confused. You said, we still call it Twitter? I wasn't aware that we called that anyone called it anything else.
Yeah, that's a fair point. A sick burn from the board lord. It's true. I thought I'd give in and be like, I'm just going to call it next week. Now I just, my dislike for Elon grows exponentially day by day.
Yeah, no.
Because he put out a tweet few weeks ago, which was just not a good move on his part, saying, seriously, though, when's the last time you actually called Twitter? And
literally every day, multiple times a day.
Most answers are like 4 seconds. So it's like, I mean.
But if it's no longer Twitter, then what are tweets called?
Posts.
Oh, that's unique. I was waiting for something else. Okay.
No, he's not that creative. He's never had an idea.
I mean, just clearly.
Yeah. But, so we are available on the Twitter, and you can follow us on social media as well. Matt and Aaron here. And it's an interesting spelling, so I'll spell it for you right now. MATEAR on air. Matt and Aaron on air. Follow us on the social medias there. Also, as well as Civic Media US. Follow what's going on for other shows. Our show. Board. And you find out who's that. Because we try to tweet sometimes.
Yeah.
It's so much to do. It's the worst. It's the best. It's the worst.
Like, my Facebook is no longer mine anymore. I'm just like, I only
who
post.
Who took it?
I just post work stuff. I don't know half the people on there anymore. Twitter is the Wild West. So I'm like, if I'm feeling spicy, let's just drop this.
Yeah.
And then I get a lot of DMs or people like DMs. They're like, tweet it.
See, I tweet stuff, and experts say no one cares. I don't get the DMs. I did get a DM from somebody once, and I don't remember what it was about. It just said, you're an idiot. And I'm like,
okay.
When I've gotten a troll in my DMs just calling me an idiot, oh, it kind of felt good. I felt good.
Oh, they know not to go in my DMs. They'll do the mentions. They'll quote me, and I've been called everything under the sun on Twitter, especially when it came to the RNC. And I was like, y'all do understand. Y'all are proving my point that y'all are not good people, right? Just look at, like, the monkey gifts and the racist stuff y'all are saying. You're literally proving my point.
You said you're better off without me. No one cares. I'm not what you need. And with Facebook, I actually make it, like, more personal. It's where I try to be funny, I guess. Because there's so many, like, you have so many connections there. I don't even call them friends. No offense to people on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
When's the last time we went out for dinner? We haven't. But I drop funny things because I drop things about shows.
Yeah.
No one cares. It's in the vacuum of social media. But if I come up with a little joke or a little thought, I'm like, put it on Facebook.
Yep, yep.
And then I feel like, but we were talking about something. So, in this first hour, I'm going to familiarize people. Like, you've been on various shows. So she didn't have you've sat in for Nick Dunn. You've been on Pat Brightlow's show up North News Radio, which, by the way, kudos to you for being that early. I have to, by law, because
it's because we love Pat. That's why.
It's actually Pat. It's Pat. You know, he's got Tim Walls energy. He's got that wonderful, older Midwest energy. And that's the thing about Tim that I truly love, is that people are now starting to highlight social media. These older Midwestern men who are doing these. Just like, I saw one where a guy's like, made some sausages. I have some extra, so I want to make sure you're taken care of. I think you're great. Like, he just went over to his neighbor's house to deliver sausages and a compliment. I'm like, man, he's Midwestern.
Yeah.
And people are getting to know them. Like, that's their job.
Welcome.
Yeah. I mean, there is a therapy level past aggression. But still,
there's a Midwestite is a thing, and I'm gonna say something.
You?
I know, me, right?
First of all, we are 6 minutes into the show. My goal was two, but okay, whatever.
Midwest? Nice. Not as good as Southern. Because Midwest nights, while we are Midwest nights, we'll dig out of, like, a snowstorm. We help people, right? And a lot of what, like, Tim Walls was saying and, like, demonstrating. And at the same time, we will be passive aggressive with, like, our racism, which is, like, diet racism, because everybody wants to be nice. That's what I call it. I stole that from, like, I don't know, College Humor, like, 10 years ago or something. They had a video talking about diet racism, and I was like,
I mean, that's a huge conversation to have. I mean, I don't know. My Southern hospitality experience is limited. Sometimes I've definitely known the nice people,
sure,
but I also probably couldn't decode the, you know, I mean, everyone says, like, oh, it's bless your heart. It's beyond bless your heart.
Yes.
So I'm just sitting there going, everyone's just so polite.
Yes.
Like, if a person just said, have a good day, but I don't know what they meant. They could have been like, hey, you're walking in the bath.
I also think that some of it is a gender thing, too. Because I remember the first time I went to, like, the South was, like, Tallahassee, Florida, which I didn't expect or think of, like, Tallahassee, Florida being the South. But when I got to that campus, I said, oh, and I never touched a door handle. The whole week I was there, I remember we had, like, a shuttle bus, like a coach bus, taking us to our hotel and to, like, the conference. And the bus driver would, like, demand he has to get off first. And if you try to meet him there, he got really upset because he had to hold, like, hands as we walked down the stairs. And so I think sometimes it may be a little bit more clockable as, like, a woman. Because there's, like, more of it. And I think it's a little bit more obvious. But that's not to say that Midwest is nice. It's a good thing. That's not to say it's not. And I think Tim Walls is doing this great thing where it's, like, such, like, a Midwest dad. You see the videos he has with his daughter. And he was like, yeah, we're on, like, the state fair. We're going to get, you know, a corn dog. And she's like, vegetarian. He's like, we'll get a turkey leg. She's like, still vegetarian. He's like, not Minnesota. Right? Like, that is that is like the young Midwestern. And I saw this book floating around in Kamala. They were talking about food, and he was talking about how to make white guy tacos.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that too. And every white guy in America was like, I know what's about to happen here.
And it's funny because, like, some people got, like, offended. Like, some of the bros are, like, offended. And because he was also talking, she was like, what is it? Like, tuna and mayo? What do you mean? Like, that's what Kamala
did. I'm sorry. She barely dug him up. She knows what a white guy taco
is. I know. And then so he describes it, and she was like, you put space in it? And he's like, no. And she's like, oh. But it was, like, such a wholesome moment. Because also everyone knows. I don't know if everyone knows. But, like, Kamala is, like, a big, like, she's a big cooker. Like, she loves to cook. She's, like, these Instagrams with Doug holding the camera. I saw one the other day that popped up. She's like, let me show you how to make a tuna salad.
Oh, it didn't anger Fox News. If you can find that clip, we can play that clip.
Go on. What does it anger Fox News?
It's the most intense. It's like, I know I'm straying from the moment here. We're having a fun moment talking about white guy tacos, which, by the way, Ollie.
As long as there's season, Ollie.
Yeah, exactly. But this mention that, like, they get so mad about these little things. These tiny little things. They don't get mad about polls.
Yeah,
they don't get mad about, like, or they, like, that Democrat star. They don't get mad about, like, anything. They just say, like, it's Bernie Sitties and she cooks. Like, it's one side or the other, and there's no in between where you just have a rational moment.
Yeah.
You know, this is Fox News' response to Kamala Harris. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you had it. My apologies.
But I did have something
to say. Oh, go ahead, Calvin.
And not like, it also has, like, the fact that Kamala Harris said, oh, white guy tacos at me, and tuna and mayo. Like, oh my god, it's racist that she said that.
Well, first of all, she didn't say what he said, white guy.
He said white guy tacos.
Yeah, and tuna and mayo. They're implying that was a racist comment, and of course, using it to say things. Can you imagine if I said black guy tacos?
But I'm a jawbreaker.
Because they're never more.
They're never more excited than local radio. What's important, like, to you also, is important to us.
Tuna and mayo, so that's just a
country and community.
Yeah, right? WRCO-FM
100.9.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, it's so funny what they get outraged over. As you said, like, it's nothing meaningful. Because they're also mad that, like, Tim Walz made sure that, like, all kids can have free lunch
and breakfast.
Hey, like, that's what you're mad about. Like, how do you look in the mirror and be like, I'm a good person because I'm mad that kids can eat?
Because I'm happy that we keep our tax money. But, I don't understand it because I can't put myself. I want to always put myself in the think like that for 10 years.
And then that's it. That's how I feel when I watch Fox.
But we're going to keep the conversation going, and we are going to talk about the work that you do with Lockdown, unless we get to talk more about
it.
But we're talking to Angela Lang, who is our guest co-host today. And you can get part of the conversation, 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close. See you soon.
Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important.
and most people
looking for
would
an exciting
step up
career
for a neighbor
opportunity
going through
with
a tough
world leader in coated glass for residential
help
windows
out friends and
doors.
Family when they
look
need
no further
but
than
the funny
Cardinal
thing
CG.
Is, most of us
They're
won't
hiring
work for
help
when
all
we
shifts,
it.
Including
talk to someone if you're struggling with mental
with
health.
To earn
because
up to $29
most people out here really care.
Up to 6
Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org.
Apply in person
by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
9 a.m. until 3 p.m.
This
interviews and tours are available
WRC.
At 1024 East Madison Street
You're
in Spring Green.
To pre-recorded
Join the Cardinal CG team
Media.
Today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their
Westview
assisted living
community. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matinair, who is on vacation for the next 2 weeks.
They deserve when only the highest quality of care will do.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember,
oh, no,
Schmidt
I am
Call Westview manager
in favor
Bobby
of
Stoltz at 608-647-8931.
But you could be part of the conversation if you were not on vacation. If you were just hanging out at home or at work or in the car. Do it safely.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers,
and
so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
We're getting back to our conversation.
Can we talk about Andrew's
attention
comment,
farmers
really
and folks
sure,
in quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm
so
Store
earlier,
has got you covered.
Let me read you
11678 Highway Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin. Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies to keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all.
It's a Monday. It's a
Monday. Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Things on X call. And
waiting
I said
the bus.
Post
keep a safe distance
that was
from the curb.
Bland
and drivers always
them,
stop for the
Andrew
flashing red lights.
Has a
safety
better
first.
Idea. He said,
if your kids
are
biking are to school,
to
make sure
X's
they wear
like
helmets
we
and right
in the
clothing.
Past.
Safety
Perfect.
In two wheels
Boom.
Is
I love
a must.
It. I just, Chef's kiss.
This back to school announcement is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More. The Richland Mocker and Joan Chevrolet.
White guy tacos, which, you know, I'm a white guy and I do not take offense by white tacos.
What is there? I don't understand. Okay, because like, as a pansexual queer black woman millennial, right? Like, I have a lot I could be offended by. shocker. But like, it's usually down to something structural or if it's like feeding into stereotypes, which again flow into structural oppression. Why is white guy tacos? Like, I just need someone to help me. Like,
what are
how? Just like, how are you oppressed Mammal by someone saying you eat white guy tacos?
As a white queer man, I can answer this easily. We're not. So,
I try to put myself in other people's shoes. I really do.
And what do they? I mean, they have oppression cosplay. It's oppression cosplay. They want to feel part of an other, so they make up a reason to get offended. So when they hear white guy tacos, and also I bet you if Tim Walls were to explain white guy tacos where you heard that from, he probably from the video that came out on TikTok with the songs like white people tacos. And it's like,
oh yeah.
You know, and this is because his daughter showed it to him, and he's the kind of guy who's like, yeah, sure, TikTok. I'd love to watch a TikTok. What's a TikTok? So, like, let them become offended. They're not oppressed. They're incredibly free. You're always free. Calm down. But we were also talking about Kamala Harris as far as, like, she likes to cook. And that also ruffled the feathers of a bunch of people in New York who get paid way more money than we do. Fox News. And Calvin found the clip. And this is the reaction from, I don't even know what show it was, but it was some women on Fox News. Very upset that Kamala likes to cook. Calvin, can you play that clip?
Right, that would be a huge glass ceiling shatter. But I don't want to hear about a White House, president cooking like that. And especially a woman. Like, I don't cook, and I proudly wear that badge. I am not domesticated whatsoever. And my kids are pretty much, you know, defending for themselves. Cheryl Whitehill was one of the ones where it specifically said how she impressed Mindy Kaling with her onion dicing skills. And look, I'm not trying to shame anyone whatsoever, but the whole point is, why are they trying to make a chef out of someone that just has a couple simple basic skills in the kitchen. And certainly, why are they trying to do that with someone who's supposed to be my commander?
I don't care if the President of the United States is a good cook or not. And I think this is pandering, obviously, to women. Julie, I'm with you. My sister is a gourmet cook. I got nothing. So thank you very much.
So I love the fact she ends it with, I think it's pandering, because let's just go ahead and take a look at that. They're treating this with the level of intensity and immediacy that would come from a congressional vote. Mm-hmm. They're so upset about it. And also, the first lady, I don't know any of them, care to know, but she's like, I am not domesticated, which I'm sorry, but when I hear domestication, I think animals, cats. I think cats, dogs, cows, that kind of thing. But poor choice of words, in my opinion. But also, when she says, I'm not domesticated, my kids have to fend for themselves, and I'm like,
weird flex, bro.
Weird way to tell Fox News that you're a feminist. that you're not domesticated like a good housewife should be, which is the message that comes out of most of these guys' mouth when they say, well, women just stay home.
That was literally the first thing I wrote down. I'm like, okay, a woman who likes to cook is bad, but you want women to basically be barefoot and pregnant in the house. Yeah. Look at Project 2025. Look at what your vice presidential nominee said about, like, childless cat ladies and this and that. There is, on that side, a desire, a strong desire to return to quote-unquote traditional norms. That's why you have, like, the trad wives and whatever. And so it's interesting for them to be like, I don't like this. I mean, I also don't care if, like, the president can cook or not.
Yeah.
I don't care. But if I saw that, I'd be like, oh, this is a different personality side. Or, like, it's good to see somebody be actually human. Saying, yeah, my kids have to fend for themselves. If Kamala Harris said, yeah, I don't cook, my kids have to fend for themselves, and she had kids,
yeah,
the right would call CPS on her and say she's a terrible mother for not providing for her children. Yeah. So, like, what a privileged thing to say that your kids are just out here fending for themselves, when if a black woman said that, there'd be real consequences. And then last thing about the pandering, it's so, like, this is the right's, like, new word. I think they just found out about the word pandering. I don't know, because they're not using it right. And so, like, there was a picture that was floating around, for the record, Kamala Harris is black, right? Like, we know this.
Wait,
we know that multiple things can be true, right? And so, black people, not all of us, but we like to partake in certain cuisine. And so, like, she was seen putting, like, hot sauce on, like, greens, and I think there was, like, fried chicken or whatever. But people were posting it and were like, look at her pandering. First of all, it was an old picture, but people try to make it seem that, like, now that she stepped into, like, this nominee role, now she's starting to take pictures of hot sauce. That's not true. And also, tell me how you can pander to a group of people that you are a part of. Like, I don't, like, if she's pandering to women, okay, she's a woman. Like, how do you pander to a group that you're actually a part of?
Could it be because the people who say she's pandering view it as, like, oh, she doesn't, they're on behalf of her saying, oh, she doesn't feel black enough or Indian enough, so therefore she's doing the things of that culture and that community to make herself more in line with that culture. That's what I'm asking from the outside perspective.
That's a them problem.
Exactly.
If you don't know what it means to be black, and you've been eating hot sauce and pandering as a black person, then I don't think you, white man from wherever, have an understanding.
By the way, it really would behoove you to watch the live stream, because the faces of the man.
My faces are always a problem. My team makes fun of me. It's who I am. My faces.
And we're going to keep the conversation going, talking about the work of Block with Executive Director Rachel Lang, who is our host all show long. Keep it here. You're listening to Matt and Aaron on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
News. I'm Richard Cantu. Federal judge in Texas.
Texas put a temporary stop to new Biden administration policy giving undocumented migrant spouses of U.S. citizens a path to citizenship.
The federal judge sided with 16 Republican-led states accusing the administration of bypassing Congress for blatant political purposes. A 14-day delay comes 1 week after the Department of Homeland Security began accepting applications. The state attorney general argued in their lawsuit that the policy would encourage illegal immigration. President Biden announced the program in June.
ABC's Chuck Stevenson. Striving to achieve less tense relations with China, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has arrived in Beijing for 3 days of meeting with senior Chinese officials, including Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Big drop in gasoline prices. The government's national average price for regular down to $3.31 a gallon, after dropping 7 cents in the past week. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tony. Mitchell, Wisconsin needs to know. It's time to send kids back to school, and that means ensuring they're vaccinated, them and their classmates. Here's more.
Big screen, and things escalated from there, with Inside Out 2 becoming the highest grossing animated film ever, and Deadpool and Wolverine becoming the highest grossing R-rated movie ever. A huge summer for Disney Studios, especially since Deadpool and Wolverine is not dead. After finishing in second place last week thanks to the release of Alien Romulus after 2 weeks at the top, Deadpool and Wolverine regained the number one spot at the box office this past weekend after pulling in $18 million. Alien Romulus came in second place with just over $16 million. It ends with us, the surprise Blake Lively, Channing Tatum hit came in third place with $12 million. Tatum had two films in the top five this week, as Blink Twice came in fourth place with just over $7 million. Faith-based film The Forge finished out the top five with just over $6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlights with me, Beach Mama, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rod Price. Increasing clouds and light winds for the overnight. Could have a little bit of patchy fog for the last lower 70s by sunrise. What on Tuesday, excessive heat warning in effect. Highs in the mid-90s, index near 105. Some showers and thunderstorms in the late day. It's 78 at our studios.
Matt and Air on Air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of video games starring former staffers of his. There's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball.
Seriously, different. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Republican White House lawyers who served in the administrations of Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush just endorsed Kamala Harris?
The Maggie Don Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You can never go back. Has anybody seen Amy?
Yeah.
sitting in for Jane Mannier, who is on vacation. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I saw your face go up, and I was like,
no, it's like, hey, we love her for being on vacation.
Yes, absolutely. Jane is on vacation for the next 2 weeks, and then Greg Bach will be sitting in for her, having some fun time chats. And today is a wonderful day because we have Angela Lank, who is the executive director of BLOC, which is Black Leaders Organizing Our Communities. And we've been talking about some stuff, catching up for the weekend, talking about white guy tacos, the important stuff, Calvin. But let's now move the conversation to BLOC and what it is that you do as an organization and your goals, and just kind of give us almost like a day-to-day, as the executive director. Like, when you leave here, right now I'm giving you like 2 hours of like fun time. I have to think about work. But once you leave here, it's going back to work. So tell us about BLOC.
Yeah, so I'm going to start at the beginning. This is the full story. So BLOC was founded in November of 2017. And in a lot of ways, it was a response to the 2016 election. Like, yeah, we didn't like that Trump was elected, and that was a big factor. But for me, I was also more frustrated by people's analysis, or I would say lack thereof. And I literally had a white woman shake her finger in my face and said, if you people would have just voted, we wouldn't be here.
I think we both know what we're talking about here. White women
voters. Right. And I was like, we're not going to talk about how the 52% of white women voted for Trump, but yet a community that was some of the most disenfranchised and least engaged is to blame. Also, mad disrespectful to literally wag your finger in my face.
Yeah.
And it's a miracle she left with it. She's going to be honest. But that was enough of a driving factor for me. Like, you know what? If that is the analysis, we're going to be right back here in 4 years. And I think there was like a New York Times article or Washington Post article that came out shortly after the election that interviewed black men in a barbershop here in Milwaukee. And they were like, yeah, I don't think any candidate spoke to me quite literally, but also like, I didn't see myself reflected in either campaign, and this is why I didn't vote. And so you see this article, it told you that they weren't engaged in any way, in a meaningful way, and then yet somehow we were to blame. And I took issue with that, quite frankly, and I think that there was a hole at the time of, like, explicit black-led political organizing. I think folks had kind of dabbled into it, but there was like a dedicated organization with a year-round presence to do that. So I got some of my friends in a room in the summer of 2017. We locked ourselves in a meeting room, a meeting hall, and sketched out what is now BLOC. And then two things that came out of that meeting, and I wish I still had a butcher paper when we wrote this down. I said it needed to be Black AF and Milwaukee AF, because there's a lot of folks that wanted to support it, and I was like, this is not going to be one of those organizations you dump a bunch of money in from D.C. or New York and think that you can control what's happening. If you really believe the year-round vision, give me money and support me in other ways. And so we knocked our first door, November 29th, 2017. Bless everyone's heart. That original staff that believed in a crazy, ridiculous vision and was knocking on doors in the end of November because we wanted to talk to folks. And so what we did is that we asked the question, we still ask this question to this day, what does it look like for the Black community to thrive? That is our like icebreaker opener. And for a while, we used to get a lot of crazy looks. People are like, I don't know. What?
Can you give me a moment?
They're like, thrive. I'm just trying to survive day to day.
I mean,
day.
That's...
And like, that was real. So people were like, well, why are you really here? What do you really want? Like, let's cut to the chase. If somebody knocks on my door, they usually want something. They want me to sign something, want me to do something. Why are you actually here? We're like, we want to listen to your issues. And people are like, what? So it took a while to actually build up that trust because I think organizing, not all of it, but a lot of organizing can be very transactional. There's going to be people at the end of August that I assume are going to be flying into Wisconsin in the next couple of weeks, and they don't live here, and they're going to give their all to whatever campaign, which is fine. But when you are not a part of that community, it becomes very transactional. So you have people knocking on doors that are from here saying, this is how you and your people should vote. And then, like, poof, we never see you again.
I mean, it's their own version of waving that finger.
Exactly.
They think they have everything in mind, but they don't know. They're not part of you. community. Yes. And that community doesn't just, I'm not even talking about black community, because I don't belong to that, so I don't know. But like, non-Wisconsinites coming and telling us how to vote. It's like, I get it, and I'm not going to vote the way you want me to, but the conversation you're talking about is so important. And some of the politicians we have on the show, you know, the best ones to talk to are the ones who, you know, the importance of door knocking, and not just saying like, hey, I'm Fran Hong, I'm here. She's like, no, tell me what's going on in your life.
Because she cares. Yeah. That's why she's knocking doors, because she actually cares. She wants to listen, and she also understands. I love Fran, by the way. Dear friend.
I would have, yes.
I was going to say, I could talk to her for a
while. You should just call her.
Hey, Fran. But no, like, seeing her, like, social media, and shout out to her chief of staff, Netta, as well, too, is, like, they are very aggressive in trying to build relationships, but then also understand people so that they can meet them where they're at. You can't have a conversation and try to find a commonality if you're not listening to what people care about. And the way that she travels the state and approaches it, I think, in a very kind and respectful way, we need more of that. And that's also part of, like, what we do, too, is, like, if we knock on a door and this is not uncommon, somebody is like, I don't believe in politics. Nothing's going to change in my life. I don't even feel the need to participate. Instead of, you know, chastising them, or, you know, trying to be like, oh, I don't understand, or just belittling people and shaming people. I don't believe in shaming people into voting. That's one, not sustainable, and two, like, that's just not helpful, because if you are condescending to a non-voter, I'm not going to do anything you want me to say, including vote. I want to understand why you feel left out of the political system. Is there a way to bring you in? Is there something we as an organization can do? And so for us, we have a year-round field program. And I will keep saying this until someone corrects me. No one has yet. We are the only organization in Wisconsin that has a dedicated field program year-round specifically to the black community, not just in election time. So we have what we call ambassadors, which I nickname canvassers on steroids. We don't.
I've heard about your ambassadors. Yeah,
they're beasts, and I say that in like the highest, most loving way possible. Is that we put them through 30 hours of training before they even knock the door. It's not, hey, vote for this candidate. Do you know what the U.S. Senate does? Do you know how it directly impacts you? Do you know how long they're in office? Doing that education on doors instead of saying, hey, vote for Tammy Baldwin. People are like, I don't have a connection to Tammy Baldwin. Who's Tammy, right? And we're like, Tammy's great. No, that's not enough, right? And so for us to be able to bring people in, we want to build people's civic analysis and civic engagement of like, okay, not you, but give a random candidate. I'm not really into them. You may not vote, but if you understand the importance of that role and that office, you're like, okay, let me understand it's important for me to vote in this way. I may not vote for this candidate, but I have a broader role in how this is going to be.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Angela Lyon. So, she is our guest host for the entire show. You know, I think another thing too that I'm sure that you notice is just building that connection too. Even it doesn't have to be the campaign, it can just be someone saying, "Hey, don't what you dare. Do you believe? What concerns don't you?" And that inspires something. Back over here. I don't know where that goes at that point, but I think it's a wonderful thing to start a conversation. By the way, if you want two great follows on Twitter, Bran Hong and it's her chief staff, right?
Yes.
Netta. They don't, there's no
yes,
very angry. I think it's more glowing. We also have another gentleman. We have a gentleman on the phone who definitely has a finger to his ear. Tom from LA. Tom, how are you doing today? What's going on?
Come back to that same old town, same routine. Let's start and for you also is...
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance.
Absolutely, Tom. We've been talking about that, actually, as far as, like,
Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Trying to push their ways into the ballot. And into the polling
when
places.
When it comes to your home's
really, like,
plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Gelenic Plumbing and Heating.
Trying to see who you're voting
new water
for, making
heaters,
sure you're, quote, unquote, doing everything
garbage
right.
Disposals,
and also,
to fixing
not,
a leaky faucet or a running
boxes,
toilet,
and thank you for calling,
we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home.
New Berlin
Gelenic
and
Plumbing
Brookfield
and Heating,
voted
offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
They did not mandate the municipalities to do it. They gave them the
this is Phil Me, and I am
Brookfield
a self-proclaimed
against the will
hamburger
of the people,
expert.
I might
recently,
add.
I had one at
the
other
people
brothers
said they wanted
in Boscobel.
Common Council in Brookfield said no.
Stuff,
and so did New Berlin. So there are no drop boxes.
Ground
these are the kind of
lettuce,
intimidation factors
the
they're going to take
I wanted,
up, whether it's
right
taking away drop boxes,
I can actually practice my melting skills at Other Brothers
is
and put the condiments on the burger that I would
intimidation.
Other Brothers Creamery and Restaurant located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day.
Call out your ballot. And just say you didn't do it right.
As well.
These are all
it's
the things the writer going to do over
stand
the next
by. Utter Brothers
three months.
In Boscobel.
Yeah, 2 months. Oh, my God. It's 2 months.
What's time? But what I'm curious,
back
what
to
is the reason? I mean,
back
we know
to
the reason, right? But
remind
what is the reason
your kids to wash their hands regularly to stay healthy.
Like, what was their argument?
Their argument was it wasn't proven to be
has been brought
safe
to you by Muscadet Minimart.
But, like, but
Walsh
you're the elected.
Ace and
yeah,
by Southwest
would,
Wisconsin Technical College.
Sure that
let's make this back to school year
well, honestly,
safe for everyone.
It's the city or town clerk. And what I get it for free because I used to work in local politics. And our city, JJ, was amazing. She would never let anything on her watch happen. So when you say it's not safe to me, you are insulting the clerk because you're saying
you that,
they're
yeah
not running a proper process. But no, that's not what you don't know because they are sick. I don't care how many times you told 2,000.
Yeah, no.
It's absolute garbage to say that. You are just trying to intimidate the people, you're trying to censor their votes and take away their votes. And that is reprehensible. And my mother lives in Brooklyn, so I'm just like the whole thing. We're going to keep this conversation going. We're going to keep talking about Block and Angela, who is the executive director. So if you want to be part of the conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Drop us a text. Talk to us on the live stream. But either way, stay close with Matt and Aaron Air. You are listening to Civic Media all Radio Network. So many words.
Something bad happens.
Not bad.
Bad.
Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. Bad. B
out. Pre-diabetes does. Early diagnosis and immune health changes, you can reverse pre-diabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn more risks, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, welcome back. Good morning to Matt there on air. This is the wonderful radio program. But I am Greg Bach. I am not Jane. I am sitting at Gia's vacation for the next 2 weeks, so I will be your host. But it's going to be a lovely time. You're going to want to join us, have a fun time, talk to us.
We're having a good time.
Yeah, that is the voice of Angela Lang, the executive director of Bach, which is Black Leaders, Organizer, Community. So what more could you need? Maybe some talk. Now I just want to talk.
I mean, yeah.
But you can join the conversation by going to your phone, texting, or calling. It's the same number, 855-752-4842-855. Civic, you can leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching, which is on YouTube and Facebook, as well as the place that we still call Twitter. And I have a question for Calvin. Calvin, why did you play that song? Dan Schaefer is not here right now. He's nowhere to be found. I mean, yes, Angela does contribute to the award-winning the recombobulation area, which we love to work for. But what's going on?
You're right. Dan is not here. But Angela is a representative of the recombobulation area. And we have a very special announcement for Cardi.
We do, in fact. This is like breaking fun news.
I know. I didn't know when it was going to be announced. It's kind of cool that's being announced, but I'm here.
And it was one of our liners, and I was like, I'm surprised. Even though it says today's date, start today. So I'm saying it right now. Dan Schaefer, the recombobulation area's founder and veteran Milwaukee reporter, journalist, is joining Civic Media as our political editor. Oh, my goodness. Dan will continue with the recombobulation area, doing wonderful award-winning coverage. That man, just his coverage on elections as far as, like, you know, the polls the night of or breaking down, like,
I don't know how he can crank out so many analysis so fast. I'm like, yeah, I'll get you an outfit by, like, Sunday. And then I don't start writing it until, like, Sunday at 7. And I'm like, I can get to him by midnight. It's still on deadline, right? Like, I don't know how he does it. And I'm like, I know he's a dad. He does so much. I'm so excited for him. He's done amazing work. How he's been able to build the recombobulation area. And I'm looking to just have a small role in and contribute to that.
We're loving on Dan Schaefer, and just to be in this moment, it's because Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area is becoming a part of Civic Media as our political editor. He will also be still running the recombobulation area, but just adding his Dan Schaefer to the Civic Media. Because he's been on all the shows.
Yeah.
you know Dan.
Yeah.
It's Dan.
Yeah.
But, so we welcome him. Excited to have him aboard. It's going to be, I mean, what better time to have to
that's
the election.
I was going
to
say, that's a Twitter follow. If you don't already, follow Dan and turn on notifications. Because, like, that's how I hear some of, like, my breaking news stuff, too. And, like, quite frankly, I want to hear Dan's analysis on something. If I do hear, like, some breaking news, I'm like, okay, what does Dan have to say about this? He has, like, a very well-respected, grounded, I think, analysis that I think is to Wisconsin and on a national level. Like, Dan has brought so much, like, media coverage to Wisconsin through his own work and, like, breaking news and stories. Like, Julia Louis-Dreyfus was like, yeah, you can have my Instagram for a day or whatever, right? Like, she's, like, a subscriber, I believe, but I know she's, like, a supporter. So it's, like, what he's been able to do with that is amazing and huge in such a short amount of time, and it's great to see this opportunity for him to be able to expand that platform too.
I absolutely agree. So welcome aboard, Dan Schaefer. You've always been here, but it's great to have you as our editor as well. So as far as I know, still people catch Dan on our show 10:30 every Friday, but that may change depending on schedule. So stay here, keep it locked in, we'll keep you updated with that. But for now, welcome. Congratulations, Dan. Let's finish up here. Let's talk some more about Bach. One of the things I wanted to talk to him real quick, I know we only have a few minutes, but, you know, we'll make it work. We can keep talking. Todd doesn't. We'll just go into the 12 bucks. But you said something before about, you know, people coming from out of the city or out of the state giving you money and then trying to create or craft your narrative to fit their agenda. And I mean, essentially, it sounds almost like an angel investor type of thing where someone says, I'm going to give you money to do your work and you do your work because I trust you. Versus someone saying, Angel, if you want to appeal to a certain demographic, can I? I'm just giving you, I love what you do. I love what you do, Angela. But if you just, you know, broaden the scope a little, there's so many more people you could appeal to.
Do you know, once upon a time, not a lot of people know this, so this is a little bit of a fun fact. Once upon a time, when Block was first being founded, Block stands for Black Leaders Organizing Our Communities, right? B stands for Black. And there was a moment where somebody who will remain nameless, because people know them, they said, well, I think it should be a multicultural organization because I think you would have more grants and funding opportunities if you broadened it out. To which I was like, this is what we're doing.
You can take a donut.
Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. Thanks for your feedback. Heard, not listened to. Thanks.
Listened, not heard.
But, like, can you imagine?
Of course I can imagine that.
Like, almost seven years later, right? Like, could you imagine if we, and I'm not saying that there shouldn't be multicultural organizations.
Yeah.
Those are incredibly important. And I also think that there's institutions that are set up by design to be multicultural. Like unions, for example, right? Like there's ways to do that, but like the conversation was like, how can we have explicit, unapologetic Black organizing in Wisconsin?
Yeah,
and like that's okay. We don't need to do all of the All Lives Matter thing. We don't need to do that. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I always feel like I need to preface things like not being a Black person, but even if I can understand, and I'm not very smart.
Yeah, you are.
I can understand the need for advocating and within your community, putting your community first. That only helps the community on the whole.
Yeah.
When you strengthen your community that you have control over, not control over, but direct access to, it only benefits everyone, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Kelvin, I got a point. I don't know. It doesn't surprise me that someone said that.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me that they probably thought as they were saying that, I'm helping. And they were probably pretty upset when they walked away saying, I was just trying to help.
Fun fact, you're a Black woman.
I'm not going to say anything else because I'm being like, gosh, no. We're going to keep talking to Angela about her. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about your history with the union.
Yes.
I want to talk about that. I want you to talk about the importance of unions. And we're going to keep the conversation going into the second hour of Matt here on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. Stick here. You're listening. You're amazing. Get some water. Stay hydrated. We'll be right back. The small town WRC. Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio, Pat Franklin joins us. House big one with his own hands. University. Little words of love and understanding. Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson. Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, then they will join the violence again. Which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a Lincoln mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRC and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.